Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth, preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. By the words of the Holy Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. My goodness, I must apologize. I had such a sense of hurrying at the beginning of Mass. I apologize, Paul. I jumped into the recitation of the glory instead of allowing for the time for you to get to the podium and read us in grace and glory. I had some visitors from a classmate of mine from years ago dropped in, and he knows I love espresso. I had three cups, and I'm percolating and vibrating even as I stand here. So please excuse me as I seem breathless. Coffee does that to me. Also, please excuse me, I didn't wish you a happy Mother's Day to those who apply. Mothers, grandmothers, godmothers, Mr. Moms, any of you who nurture in any kind of way, a happy Mother's Day to you. And of course, for all of us, we're anticipating the birthday of the Catholic Church next week, Pentecost. It's a day when we celebrate a brand new way of being after the resurrection, passion, death, and that we're filled with the Holy Spirit, that is the body of Christ, the Church. And of course, we have our own baptism Pentecost experience, because when that happens, we're claimed for the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit invades us, penetrates us, seals himself, kisses us, and the kiss lasts forever because now we belong to God. And because we belong to God, we do what the scriptures talked about, especially in Ephesians today, the epistle by St. Paul. We're given many gifts and fruits. We're given many roles to play, always to contribute, of course, to the strength of the body of Christ, the Church, but also because the Church is supposed to be influencing the culture for the good by way of virtue and right living called righteousness. And also because we are supposed to be full of joy as a way of life because, please God, we are candidates for our own resurrection into everlasting life. Pentecost experience, we appreciate the fact that Jesus Christ ascended into heaven to kiss the Father, as St. Augustine would say, having come home after 33 years. And as Augustine would say, the power of that love, which is always generative, that when the Father and Son greeted and hugged and kissed, that energy that you will, that vibrancy, that zeal, the cosmic love could not be contained, that it comes out and out and out and out to the cosmos and down, down to heaven and landed on those 12 apostles. Fear was banished. Courage, which means brave love, coragio, was instilled. And so they were thysi. And they stepped out of that upper room and they spoke their truth, and they took a stand, and they were fearless. St. Augustine describes faith as taking a stand, conviction, even to the point of laying down their lives for the gospel, as we are called to lay down our lives, in the sense, maybe in some places persecuted. May that be happened sometime in this country, God forbid, with the way things seem to be going, as we enter into neo-paganism, and it seems to be less of a Christian culture. Another story to be told another time. But what we do is sacrifice. Not always about me and what I want when I want it, by God. There is a sense of thy will be done, which is what the Our Father prayer is all about. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Not to kill each other, to slander each other, to be mean to each other, to do whatever we do at each other that is far from the kingdom of God and has a taste of the demonic, if you will. Because any time you see that kind of destruction, well, the synonym for it is diabolic. And it seems to be happening more and more. Sometimes I think it's AI, the artificial intelligence and whatever we're applied to. It's in our faces all the time. I don't know. It seems that the world is going to hell in a handbasket, as they say. But we have our role, according to the scriptures, to sacrifice ourselves for the good of the many, to be a people of peacemaking, peacekeeping, Francis of Assisi, instruments of peace. And when we do that, we have our ascensions. We don't just wait for our own ascension, if you will. What we do is we rise above that which binds us and keeps us down and paralyzed and muted. We give thanks to the Lord for the Holy Spirit, who always wants to increase himself inside of us. The Holy Spirit has a synonym. It's called integrity, truth-telling. To the point that I will speak the truth, and yes, I'll suffer the consequences, and God knows we have that example in the forbearance of those who have gone before us. To be Christian is to put ourselves out there, and that means that we are not persuaded by the zephyrs and winds and tornadoes of what goes on in the culture, how easily we influenced we are. And so, there is a term that we have. In a church that I was raised in prior to the Second Vatican Council, it was true then, it's true now. I don't know that it's heard a great deal now. The term was Holy Mother Church. Some of us who are longer in the tooth may remember that nomenclature. Holy Mother Church. Mother Church in the sense that the Mother Church is always feeding her children, sacrificing for her children, educating her children, warning and guiding and encouraging her children. You do that as parents and godparents. And please God, if your mentors or coaches, you do that with those with whom you're working in, children, teenagers, young people in a family. We have our roles to learn so that we can teach, to pick up the example that are given to us by the faithfulness and sacrifices of our parents and grandparents and mentors in the community and teachers, so that we can do what we're supposed to do, give to others what we've received. Paul says that in Corinthians. He begins the letter, I give to you what's been given to me. And he rhapsodizes in about two sentences about the passion, death, resurrection, ascension, and coming of the Holy Spirit in Pentecost. Makes all the difference in the world. It's just not a word, it's just not a concept. It is a living reality. That as we venerate our Blessed Virgin Mary, we don't adore, she is a creature like us, but without sin, a special gift from the Father and the Son. Retroactive in that she was spared original sin by the fact of her Son's sacrifice who had yet to be born in time. She was relieved of original sin by the fact that her Son would become into her body to take on our humanity, and for our body to be touched by God's divinity in a form called grace, which is his strength. And so we venerate Our Lady for her fiat, as we venerate her and respect her, as we should all women, but not just all women, all people. We are a Respect Life Church from conception until the end. And in between, we have our Alpha and an Omega, the beginning and the end, our life from baptism until our last breath, please God, with extreme unction or the sacrament of the healing of the sick, all is grace. We're filled with grace. And when there isn't grace and there's sinfulness, we turn to Mother Church, Holy Mother Church, who calls us to the sacrament of reconciliation, where it's through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. In my humility, I admit that I am weak and sinful and selfish. Help me. C.S. Lewis says, the great English writer, there's two words that Jesus Christ can never turn away from. Help me. And so he comes to help. Indeed, he rushes to help. Indeed, he's in the very breath that we take to breathe, help me. He's there before we even realize or before I realize I need help. He yearns for us first, we respond. He loves us first, we respond. He wants us first, please God, we respond over and over and over. Finally, there is a symbol that we have in our Catholic teaching. This is a symbol of the presence of the light of Christ in the darkness of the world, the Paschal candle. The altar symbolizes the Old Testament altars where the sacrifices were made, and also the Last Supper table where, do this in memory of me, as he breaks the body and consecrates the wine that becomes his blood, and he takes it and consume it, and do this in memory of me, so that we can be filled up with his body and his blood, which according to the tradition of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, who had an apparition of Jesus in the 16th century, he appeared to her, give her the devotion of the Sacred Heart, that bleeding heart, that heart on fire, that heart that hovers above his chest, that is full of a crown of thorns that says how he suffers for us and how sin wounds him deeply. But what wounds him even more deeply, Jesus said to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, is the unwillingness and the forgetfulness to thank the Father for what was done by the Son, for Mother Church, to birth us so that when he sends us the Holy Spirit, we can be full of grace. And when we're robbed of it, often by our own weakness and sinfulness and selfishness and self-will, he fills us up again when we go to the sacrament of reconciliation. But especially when we thank the Lord, always to thank Jesus, always to be grateful to him. He said it obliterates all that is negative and weak because it dazzles, my word, not his. It gives him great pleasure when the body of Christ, the Church, Mother Church, thanks the Father for the gift of Jesus Christ and what he has done for us, does for us, and will continue to do. Stay close to Mother Church. When we go away from Mother Church, we are a feather in the wind. Believe in nothing, you'll fall for everything. Christ is everything, which is what Mother Church tells us, both in the living Word and when we receive the living God in Holy Eucharist. We are given the promise by the Blessed Mother in her many apparitions, especially at Fatima, where she says, after all the tribulations and problems, attacks of the devil and whatever else goes on, that in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. This is our hope. Of Mother Church, indeed, it is true, because of Jesus, there's always hope.